Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Dace Man Show. I am your host, Chris, the Dace Man Dace, and this is our 123rd installment. Yes, folks, we've been doing this for 123 episodes, and joining me, as always, from around the corner, my buddy, the asshole, Gibby.
It's me, Gibby, coming from the Dace for Jersey.
Your intros,
what's going on, people?
Your intros every week are just astounding.
I try. Practice.
Joining us from down the hallway, the one, the only, Frank Ward.
Hi, I'm Frank. I'm a recovering alcoholic. By that, I mean I'm trying to recover to be an alcoholic.
I have beer in my hand, too. Don't worry.
This beer is tough to drink, but I'm going to do it for you guys.
I still haven't recovered from the weekend. I can't look at a beer, or I definitely can't smell a beer.
No, this is tough right now. I'm not kidding. But I am doing it because this is what I do on this show.
Exactly.
You get it done.
Get it
damn
done
right.
For daddy.
Get it
no,
good.
Wait, what?
For your daddy.
Oh, hey, a quick side note.
No.
Yeah.
No side notes.
You might need to make a new hoodie.
Why?
Because I told Brizzy Voices she's got t-shirts. I told her we'd trade her for a hoodie and a Charizard.
And
I'll take one.
She said that she would?
No, she favorited the tweet, though.
Oh. Well, in that case,
should I
guess they better
that?
Get on that. I guess. I guess it's a yes.
That
we can send it to her, see what happens. She never came on the show either. We've invited her on the show a couple times, but she hasn't decided to come. But speaking of people jumping on the show,
tonight,
we're going to have the creators of Epsilon. Did I say it right, Gibby?
I think it's Epsilon, but I have no idea.
Epsilon? See,
what
I'm retarded.
Epsilon?
I said I'm retarded. The creators of Epsilon... Cerulean LLC will be on the show tonight to talk a little bit more about that game. They've got some hell of a credentials, so I'm looking forward to talking with these guys when they jump on sometime tonight. They're out in Seattle, so there's that whole time difference thing, so I don't know what's going on.
While we wait
for them, I think it's a good time to go into sports.
Woo! I'll talk about sports.
Sports. You follow sports?
Well, NFL Week 6 is in. Week 7 is in the books. I don't know what happened. See, the way I see it is, I don't know if sports actually happened this weekend, considering how drunk we were.
Oh, my God, dude. Don't even get me started. That was a rough,
God damn.
rough weekend.
Right? So you're telling me.
So worth it.
So Week 7, Thursday, the only game we ended up seeing because we were not that drunk. The Seahawks beat the 49ers 20-3. On Sunday, a day most of us slept through, the Jaguars beat the Bills 34-31. The Rams beat the Browns 24-6. The Vikings beat the Lions 28-19.
Good pick,
Gabe.
It was a great pick. Great pick.
The Dolphins beat the Texans 44-26. The Saints beat the Colts 27-21. The undefeated Kansas City Chiefs beat the Steelers 23-13.
They're still undefeated, huh?
They're in my mind. The Patriots beat the Jets 30-23. The team that may not be named beat the team that has MRSA 31-30. For those of you who don't follow the show, the Redskins beat the Buccaneers. The running joke last year. The Falcons beat the Titans 10-7. The Raiders beat the Chargers 37-29. The Giants beat the Cowboys 27-20. The Eagles fell to the undefeated Panthers 27-16. Got that one right.
I cannot believe that one. Still shocks me. No,
the Eagles got 16 points. Oh, I was shocked. The Eagles got 16 points.
What do you think, Frank? Shocking?
What are we talking about? What, sports? Shocking, yes.
And the Cardinals beat the Ravens Monday night 26-18.
I can't believe the Cardinals aren't undefeated. Like, how did they lose that one time against whoever the hell they lost to?
I don't know.
I was thinking about it the other day. Like, they are dominating the hell out of most games they play.
It's gravity.
You think so?
I'm going to go with gravity.
Okay.
I'm gravity.
Go
with
so.
Yeah.
Gravity kicks your ass, dude. Especially
for those of you following baseball, the World Series sees the New York Mets. Yeah, the New York Mets going toe-to-toe with the Kansas City Royals. And game one was last night. And the Mets fell to the Royals 4-5. So this time next week, we may be discussing who won the World Series. Actually, we would. The final game would be as we were talking on the show. So there's a good chance we'll know who wins. But the Mets play the Royals at the Royals tonight. In 1 minute.
Interesting.
In one minute.
What kind of game starts at 8:07?
I don't know.
7:07 or whatever.
City.
Okay, 7:07.
Yeah. 7:07.
Still, it's a weird time.
I would agree.
A little weird.
Only because he says it's weird, so I'm agreeing.
Thank you, Gibbles.
You're welcome.
That's hurtful.
Ugly.
Thank you, Gibbles.
Don't agree with him.
Drink more, and I'll be
pretty. If you give him that kind of power, it'll go to his head.
Here, it's already in his head.
Just saying.
Down below.
You give him that kind of power, it'll go to his head.
It's already in his head.
I am very responsible with power, thank you.
Okay. Are we talking about the same Frankie?
I've only fired one person.
You've only been here like 6 months, dude. It's a bad ratio.
No, it's been seven months.
Is that what? Seven.
Man, what are you trying to say? You're due?
Better. Tomato, tomato.
Are you say you're due?
I think he's trying to say he's due. What?
I had 12
minutes. He's fired somebody else. You all heard it here first on the Dace Man Show. Frank
has
fired somebody else.
I think I had 12 people in 9 months.
So what you're saying is... All right. That'll be
my make a lot of people's holidays this year. Just saying.
Exactly. Don't worry. I got a great holiday guest.
Right?
And
amazing one.
So it's time for our favorite segment of sports.
Curling!
You're damn right. Woo! Who doesn't love curling news?
Yeah. I keep retweeting everything they say.
And the greatest thing is, they updated the rankings.
Oh,
even
yeah.
better.
They updated the rankings. So the TCN top 15 men in the sport of curling, sees Brad Gishu from St. John's.
Bless you.
Can you
Kevin
tell me
Coe,
when an American makes it? Thank you.
From Calgary. You won't see one on here. The Nicholas Eden from Sweden. Michael McCune from Winnipeg. Steve Laycock from Saskatoon.
He's late. Laycock.
Laycock. Reed Caruthers from Winnipeg. Brad Jacobs from Sault Ste. Marie. Glenn Howard from Pentagon. Brendan Botcher from Edmonton. And rounding out number 10 is Tom Brewster from Scotland. The TCN top 15
Scotland?
Women in the sport of curling.
Did you just say Scotland?
There's people, just wait until you hear this list. Rachel Homan from Ottawa. Alina Pietz from Switzerland.
Pietz?
Silvana Terzoni from Switzerland. Un Jun Kim from Korea.
Oh, my lord.
Isn't that the leader? Dictator? Owner?
I think so.
Whatever?
Eve Muirhead from Scotland.
Anna
Dorva from Russia. Chelsea Carey from Calgary. Kelsey Roch from Edmonton. Carey and Assar from Winnipeg. And coming in at 10th, Val Sweeting. No relation to Kaylee Cuoco Sweeting.
English?
From Edmonton.
USA.
USA. USA.
So naturally, like Blog Talk does...
We should take up curling.
We should.
Can we get a team together?
To be honest, I would love to play curling.
I would try it.
Where can we curl?
I've swept floors at work.
I don't know. That's the only scary thing. I literally have no idea where you could do curling.
I'm pretty good at bowling.
I know. But, ladies and gentlemen,
not good enough.
Joining us at this time, the creators of Upsilon. How are you guys
Obama.
Doing?
Not Obama.
Good. How's it going, guys?
You're not Obama.
Doing pretty good. Sorry for the Blog Talk usual mess up, because these guys like to mess with us a little bit. So,
mentally and physically.
Yeah.
I'm totally used to it. Every time I try to do some kind of group chat Skype call, we end up spending 20 minutes screwing around with it to get everybody online.
That sounds about right, especially with this show, with Blog
Only
Talk.
20 minutes? What? You got to tell us your secret.
So, exactly what Upsilon's about, or if I'm saying it right,
so
I'm probably killing it.
Epsilon, it's the Greek letter. So Epsilon is a hybrid stealth action squad-based tactical shooter. It's currently out on Steam Early Access for the low, low, low price of $7.99, which will increase as we add features and content over time. So if you buy in early, you get all the content for $8, and you can get it before it's $40. So that's kind of the little tidbit.
Nice.
There we go. So do you see this being more as, I play a little bit. I guess, I don't know, probably close to 8 hours now. Do you see it more as being like a strategy game or more as like an FPS? Because I was getting kind of confused while playing.
Yeah, well, we try to give players the option of whether they want to play it more of as a strategy, like plan out your route and place down the waypoints, or you want to do it more live, you know, real time, ordering your squad around. So you have the option before the game starts you've got a planning map, and you can drop waypoints where you want your team to go, or you can look through the security cameras in real time and watch enemies' paths and mark them on your map. You can place remote snipers and things like that. But then once you jump into the game, you can, you know, order your squad to follow those plans, or you can just have them follow behind you and cover your butt, or, you know, in real time, you can order your team to stack on doors and breach doors. And if you want, you can play lethal, you can play non-lethal, you can try to stealth it a little bit. Although the current mission, it's kind of hard to stealth it completely. So we just try to give players the tools and the tactics and the information to just kind of feel like a squad of super badasses kicking ass and taking names.
All right, I see how it is. Is it? Do you see it be more as like a solo, or do you think this is going to turn into more like a multiplayer thing where it could possibly be like four people in your squad all playing as like a multiplayer co-op type thing?
Yeah, we definitely, that's our next big task is to bring multiplayer elements into it. We're actually just doing some basic tests. We wanted to build the squad functionality in first because it is, you know, a lot of people that like the single player squad functionality. It's really important to get that strong. And that's also allows us to tweak, you know, weapon balance and handling and audio and movement, all those things without having to also try to maintain, you know, multiplayer networking capability right now. But our current plan is to add co-op in first, so you'd be able to just jump in with four of your buddies and split up and, you know, make plans and take it down, and then add some kind of PvP element later down the line, although we don't know exactly whether that's just going to be, you know, like a round-based no-respawn team aspect, more of a, shoot everybody, or maybe some kind of competitive co-op where you're like racing, you know, racing to an objective kind of thing, like something like a VIP mode or something like that. So we're still, the cool thing is about getting early into early access is, you know, as the community members, you're able to, you know, kind of give us a direction. We can go out and say, hey, these are kind of the directions we're thinking. You know, what do you guys think? You know, what do you guys want the most out of that? And of course, then you get, you know, 50 conflicting answers. But it's a cool part of early access is that, you know, you've got the game, you're playing it, you can say, hey, you know, this kind of gadget is really important to me. Like, I really want the ability. Like, one of the gadgets they're adding in our next update is called the corner wand. And so you can use this corner wand to walk up and, you know, stick it around corners and you can check your corners without having to stick your head out. And that was, someone mentioned that in the community thing. And I was like, oh yeah, we can do that. So that's part of the coolness of early access. But yeah, eventually down the line when the game is full and complete and $40, we hope to have a full multiplayer experience, both in co-op and multiplayer. But we're a small team, so we just got to kind of build it, you know, one piece at a time.
That's interesting. How many people are actually on your team?
We've got 5 full-time members. We've got an engineer, tech animator, environment artist, myself, and then a producer also does UI and lots of other stuff, QA and IT. and then we have a couple folks from around the industry that, you know, help us out, you know, part-time, you know, for not a lot of money, like our character art and weapon art and things like that.
All right, that's cool. So when you're, like, to go more back into, I guess, like, the actual gameplay, is it always going to be, are you always going to be part of, like, a squad, or is there ever, like, an opportunity for you to almost be the, I guess, it would almost be like a terrorist. Sorry, could you ever be like the people on the other side?
No, you're always planning on playing as the Strike Team Epsilon, but as the story progresses, it's kind of this backstory that we're working on, which is involves some pretty heavy stuff. But eventually, you learn that, you know, who you thought were the good guys are the bad guys, and in order to take down the bad guys, you're going to be doing some things that you wouldn't necessarily see in a game like SWAT, like, you know, blowing places up and assassinating people and things like that, because you find out that the good guys are the bad guys. Spoiler alert.
Oops. Is it always then, in that case, then, since you're always going to be the Epsilon team, is the Epsilon team always just a 4-man team?
Right now there are. There's the 4 main characters. We're thinking about, we got to figure out how we're going to approach the next implementation of the squad control, whether it's sticking to a 4-man team that you can split up into 2 different groups, or possibly adding a second team, you know, maybe 2 3-man teams, something like that. We're still playing with what that's going to look like. We've gotten a lot of suggestions from the community. You know, we've got a lot of, you know, old SWAT players, Rainbow Six players, and, you know, Ghost Recon players, and so there's lots of different ways to approach it. We're just going to try different things.
Interesting. I think actually having multiple teams would actually be kind of bring an interesting element to the whole planning phase of it.
Yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
Because I actually like the idea of how you actually plan your way throughout the map, as well as having, like, the access to the cameras so you can actually see sort of, like, what you're going to, almost in essence, like, what you're going to walk into.
Yeah, and you know, there's some really cool experiences you can have, even with just the one team of, you know, you've got the hostage room downstairs, and you go up to it, and you OptiWand it, and you see that, oh, okay, there's 2 guys in here, and each one of them's facing the door, so if we all come in this one way, you know, we might get smoked by this other guy, so I'm going to stack my team up on this door, then I'm going to go around to the other door, place my breach charge, then order them to, you know, blow their breach charge, and then blow my breach charge, and then both come in at the same time and you know, waste the guys. And so that's some of the elements that we'd like to bring to a second team. You know, ideally, eventually, you'd be able to just do the planning if you want, and then maybe just watch your team execute on it.
Interesting. I know in the one map you have currently, it seems like everything like the map's always the same, but the enemies and their patrol paths seem to be randomized a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like even the number of enemies you're versing seems to be almost like randomly generated. Is that going to be like a common theme?
Yes, it definitely. I mean, in story mode, it's not fully randomized, so that you don't end up with, like, you know, a hostage with no guards. But there are random sets. There's different groups of things, you know, possible locations and possible patrol paths, possible hostage locations that get randomized. And then in elimination mode, which is the other game mode, which just kill everybody, but if you get bonus points, you use non-lethals. That's actually completely randomized.
Okay. I mean, is there ever going to be, like, I know in the current game it has, which is like a tripwire, are there going to be, like, any
mm-hmm.
other, like, actual booby traps, maybe something that's not as visual?
We do plan to have some kind of traps that the enemies can place and various different elements like that. We're constantly looking at adding those kind of gadgets.
Interesting. So when I was actually playing it, it seemed like I was falling into either one or two play styles, whereas either I was just making a plan and then let my team execute it, or
mm-hmm.
I was, you know, just kind of just running around. I was trying to figure out exactly how the cameras, other than actually seeing, like, what you're going to walk into, like, how do you guys actually see that as working exactly?
As far as the security cameras?
Yeah, because it seemed like I was just kind
of,
like, using them and then just kind of like, oh, okay, this is where I think I'm going to go. It's usually just the first couple cameras I would look at, and then beyond that, I really didn't see a need to look anymore, because it seemed like a lot of it was based off of just the strategy of how you're actually going to go from room to room to room.
Yeah, I mean, the one of the cool things that you can do is you can tag the enemies. And so when you tag the enemies, you click on them when you're in the cameras, it tags them into the level real time. Every time you bring up your map, you can see where the tagged enemies are. And eventually, it's not functioning like this right now, but eventually what we have planned is that will work, but only when they're in line of sight from a security camera. So it won't be 100%, you know, possibility, but you can kind of wait for them to see exactly, you know, hey, there's a guy around the corner here, I'm just checking your map, and so there's that functionality in there as well.
Yeah, because I was kind of wondering if you ever had the idea of maybe, like, you could go into that map, but then re-access the cameras, so that, like, you know, I would look at the first couple cameras, go through them zones, and then re-access the cameras again to see the next couple areas.
And yeah, that is a possibility. That is a possibility in the future, yeah.
Okay. Because that, to me, seems to be more of, like, I would almost prefer playing it like that. I mean, I could see playing it either way, because, like you did say, as long as you tag them on the map, and as long as then you look back at the map, you can see them. But
mm-hmm.
you couldn't actually see all the enemies unless you actually gave the game a lot of time for them to come out of their, I guess, rooms, because not all the rooms necessarily have a camera.
Yeah, correct. We laid out the security cameras pretty much like it would be in real life, you know, just covering the hallways and things like that. But there's a possibility of adding the functionality in-game. There's a lot of stuff we want to do with the map. Like, we want to be able to, in the future, be able to add and delete waypoints on the fly, so you can, you know, in the middle of the game, you're like, okay, you know what, I want to change this route, so I'm going to, you know, delete these waypoints and add these waypoints.
Because that was actually a thing that was kind of annoying me, because it seemed like once you make the plan, you actually couldn't physically change it as it is played now. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So you're actually going to make it so you can actually keep changing on the fly depending upon the scenario?
That is the plan, yes.
Okay. So when you're actually playing a game, it seemed like if you die as your actual, because you play just one of the Esplan members, the game's over. Why is it that the game would be over? Why couldn't you just then go into just commanding the rest of your team? Like, what was the design aspect of that?
That was more of a game balance thing that you need to keep yourself alive. But it is a possibility that we could look at in the future that you could continue to order your team. Of course, we would need to get the kind of on-the-fly portion of the map working before we did that. What we didn't want to do is we didn't want to do, like, the older Rainbow Six body hopping where everybody just uses all four guys as extra lives. You know, there's that joke photo. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's, like, how Rainbow Six plays out in real life, and there's, like, 8-7 cops stacked up behind this dumpster, and then, like, one guy's going off by himself. So we didn't want to have that aspect of, you know, the guys being, you know, just extra lives. But that's actually an interesting idea to be able to keep your team going.
So I got a question for you. What type of games did got you into the whole gaming genre and deciding to go ahead and create games?
Yeah. So my background, I was a Marine. I was a military police. And I've been playing games forever, you know, Doom and Wolfenstein back in the day and Atari and all sorts of stuff, Apple. And after I got out of the Marine Corps, I went back to Alaska, and me and my buddies started playing a lot of Rainbow Six. And when the second one came out, Rogue Spear, there was a bunch of mods that we had downloaded for the original Rainbow Six. And nobody was really making them for Rogue Spear, so I started making mods for my friends. And then I had this sweet T1 government line. And so I started uploading the mods online, and people started downloading them. And then, you know, long story short, I ended up working at Red Storm on a little bit on Rainbow Six, but mostly on Ghost Recon. And then moved on to Bungie on Halo Reach and did some work on Lord of the Rings at Warner Brothers, and then started my own studio.
Nice. So when you worked on these other teams, like, you were just a small part, and now you're just taking, you know, you're pretty much pushing your own game now, right?
Correct. I mean, I was I ended up being the creative director on Ghost Recon, the franchise. I was lead designer on Ghost Recon 2, Ghost Recon 2 Come Strike. I was lead multiplayer on Grah, and creative director on Grah 2. And I was the design lead on Halo Reach. But, you know, even when you're a lead or a creative director, you know, you still have 250 people that, you know, are on your team, or 300 people. And then you've got your publishers above you, and, you know, your producers, and you know, now I'm the boss, so.
There we go. It's always what everybody wants to be right there, the boss.
Yeah, well, it, the highs are high and the lows are lower. You know, it's like when you're a small independent team, you know, it's definitely nice to be at a place like Bungie where, you know, you have huge, vast amounts of resources, and you can say, yeah, I want to go get this actor to be, you know, my main character, or, you know, I need 10,000 people to test this tomorrow, or, you know, whatever. As an independent, you know, small team with no budget, you don't have those resources, but it gives you the creative freedom to be able to, you know, work with the community more on what they want to see rather than, you know, what a big publisher wants to see because they want this game to be the next Call of Duty or the next Halo or the next Assassin's Creed or whatever case may be.
Mm-hmm. Are there any, desires to release just, like, a console or, Xbox or PS4?
Yeah, we'd like to eventually. Sorry about the noise. The karate classes just showed up in our building. Eventually, we'd like to, but, you know, because we're a small team, we want to focus on one platform at a time. So get the PC done, get it nice and polished, and then look at, you know, whether it comes to Xbox first or PlayStation 4 or, you know, something like that.
So do you prefer working in a like a smaller group of designers, or do you like working with when you're in, like, cause it seems like you have a lot of experience working in both the smaller groups as well as the larger?
Well, like I said, I mean, it's nice working in a small team. I really enjoy it, and a lot of the developers that I work with, you know, our art team hails from Zipper. They worked on, like, the SOCOM games and MAG and Unit 13, and you know, the teams are getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, I think Destiny has had something like 500 people on it. And so, you know, it's been a lot of work and a lot of time when you're in that environment kind of educating team members and convincing people that things are good ideas and making PowerPoint presentations. And, you know, you don't spend as much time hands-on in the game actually making stuff. And so I found out that, you know, my passion is design and scripting and and I love, you know, getting into the editor and, you know, making a new weapon or, you know, hooking up a new game mode. And the ability to kind of do that, you know, like at Warner Brothers, I was there for a couple of years, and I never touched a game editor. Like, all I did was make PowerPoint presentations and tell people, like, this is the direction that we should go, and, hey, Peter Jackson, can we do this? And, you know, that kind of stuff, which is cool. But, you know, just like, you know, I think in any creative field, you know, being at a small, nimble startup, you know, has its pluses and minuses, and you don't have to deal with a bunch of political BS and things like that.
Yeah, I can see that being a good thing as well as a bad thing. It probably will take you a lot longer in order to actually produce from a smaller indie type. Well,
yeah.
I'm assuming it would take longer.
Well, it can and it can't. I mean, you know, we've built what you played in 8 months with five people.
Really?
And
wow.
So, Yeah.
Do you guys
sleep? Technology today, you can do a lot, especially, you know, the way we do it is, you know, a lot of games, what you do is, you know, you come up, first thing you do is you come up with, like, an inspirational video of, like, movie cuts of what you think your game, you know, should be like, and then you present that, and that gets approved, and then you go and you build, kind of a test environment and prototype some things. What we do is we just rapidly iterate on everything, and so, you know, we get an idea for, say, something like the corner wand, and it's like, okay, I build a prototype, you know, that's just a box with cameras stuck on it, and we play it, and, oh, okay, cool, I can see around corners, this is useful and cool, okay, cool, now, hey, you know, artists build me a little wand, an animator animate the end of the wand so it turns back and forth, and eventually we'll integrate that into the OptiWand with the doors, so that's what you're actually using to look under the door, and there'll be an animation with it. And that's the other nice thing about Early Access, too, is we can get those kind of prototype-level things out to the community fast and say, hey, hey, here's our new shotgun. What do you guys think? And they're like, oh, my God, it fires way too fast. And it's like, okay, I'll change that, and get it out to actual gamers. Rather than having things sit and gestate for very long amounts of time, you can just really rapidly, you know, prototype things and iterate things. And we got our Tango Hunt. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not called Tango Hunt. The elimination mode up and running in a day, and then we spent a few days, you know, finding some bugs where guys were spawning walls and guys spawn look at walls and those kinds of things. And then we do some tweaks on it, but we can get things up and running pretty quickly.
Now, the game that you're building now, is this something that you're going to build as, like, a franchise, or do you have other genres or different type of games you want to tap into?
Ideally, I'd like, you know, if things go well, I'd like this to be a franchise that continues on. You know, there's not a lot of games out there that have the kind of style of gameplay that we have, and, you know, the genre has kind of declined. Over the past few years, as some of the more tactical games have moved into more action-oriented cinematic titles. And so I'd like to be, you know, I'd be happy to be working on, you know, Epsilon 3 in 5 years. That'd be pretty exciting to me.
Nice. So I know I'm tapped for questions. I believe Gibby is. Frank, did you have any more questions you'd like to ask? Frank's been quiet most of this time.
I try to control myself. Otherwise, I start blurting out things. It starts getting irritating. Nobody knows what happens.
Exactly.
But, what I was wondering, now, I haven't had a chance to play the game because Gibby hogged it the whole time.
Hey.
Are there going to be, like, cheat codes so I can just, like, Leroy Jenkins in and kill everything and just feel, like, awesome? Or do I actually have to be tactical?
No, you actually have to be tactical. Our ship builds don't allow cheat codes. I'm sure someone will figure out how to hack something in. And we do plan to release some mod tools, hopefully relatively soon. We've got a couple modders that are bringing in, building some new maps for the game, and we're hoping to, you know, kind of release the mod tools to them. So I'm sure one of the first mods someone's going to make is just, like, you know, the mega Uber gun that murders everybody.
There you go. All right.
There we go. So it sounds like you're pro modders, because I know a lot of games out there, or a lot of designers, are not the biggest fans of mods.
Well, I started as a modder, and that's what got me into the industry. So if Redstone hadn't allowed mods, then I would have
I wouldn't be sitting here today. So I definitely support modding. I support, you know, community-created content. You know, we're the pretty much classic, I hate to say old school, but we're, you know, we're a premium title. There's not going to be microtransactions. There's not premium crap, you know, buying coins and, you know, recharges, and you can only play for an hour. It's like, we want to sell you a product. If you like the product, we want you to play the product. We don't bother with things like DRM or anything like that. And so that's kind of where we are from a development standpoint is put the game in the hands of the community if they like it. And generally so far we've got an 86%, I think, on Steam right now. So things are going pretty good from a review standpoint. If people like it, if we can get the word out about it, that's been kind of the biggest challenge. You know, being indie and not having a marketing budget has been tough. Although we just announced yesterday a partnership with Operation Supply Drop. So for every copy of Epsilon sold, we're donating a copy to the Operation Supply Drop, who provides games to both active duty military and veterans that are in need of, specifically in need of games for, you know, like helping with traumatic brain injury and things like that. So that press release went out yesterday, and we went ahead and donated 1,000 copies to them right off the bat. So hopefully some of that press will get around, and we'll get some exposure.
Sweet. Well, if you could, for one last time, can you give us the where we can pick up the game?
Hold on, mister. I'm sorry.
Stay quiet.
See? And this is why I stay quiet. No, but I still have the most important question to even ask anybody ever.
Oh, my God.
Ask everybody.
I need to know.
Well, yeah,
all
right,
true. What
he
I need
does,
to know is,
everybody,
who's your favorite Pokemon? And we're talking first 151. Don't go beyond that. Those aren't real. First 151, who's your favorite?
Well, let me say the one I can name is Pikachu. So
what? You only can name one?
I'm not a Pokemon guy. I'm more of a
I'm out.
Kind of guy. I'm slotting my week off for when Fallout 4 comes out, so... I'm much more sciencey RPG, Age of Empires. That's my thing.
So were you like
and
a Magic
every,
kind of guy?
No, when Magic got big, I was still playing BattleTech. So I spent hundreds of dollars on all the miniatures, so I refused to get into another game that required me to buy a lot of things. My gaming was mainly more PC stuff. Again, like Age of Empires, Empire Earth, Warcraft, Starcraft, Doom, that kind of stuff. So,
satisfied with your answer?
I'm a different kind of girl.
Okay, yeah, I'm good.
Cool. I'm good. Well, just real quick so we can recap, just if you could tell everybody once again where they could pick up the game and send us on our way.
Yeah. So they can go to Steam. It's live on Steam in the early access section. If you just search for Epsilon, which is the spelled like the Greek letter Epsilon, it'll pop up. Like I mentioned, right now it's just available on PC. We just added partial trading support, partial controller support, and Steam trading cards very recently. And the price point $7.99 right now. And it's going to be going up. We're going to be releasing our second map here really soon, and the price will be going up to, I don't know what yet, but some kind of price jump. And so, again, once you buy into the game and early access, you know, you're going to get all that content until the game is complete.
Well, there you have it. Make sure you check it out on Steam. Thank you for joining us here on the Daceman Show. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. Always happy to talk to you again.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Take care. Again, check it out on Steam, Epsilon. Get it before the price goes up. It's a great game. Thank you, bud.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, there you have it, folks. We just had the creators from Epsilon on the show. If you missed out, remember, go check it on Archive. It's a great, great interview. That was a hell of an interview.
Yes, it was. I actually think it's actually a really good game as well. It has a lot of promise.
I may have just clicked buy. Just throwing that out there.
I wouldn't blame you.
I just bought it. $7.99, hell of a deal. Get it on Steam, Epsilon. And with that being said, Frank.
Hi.
We're gonna head to your corner because we just pretty much did Gibby's section. He was all about that.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Right,
no. Yeah. Let's go.
You
to
got
my
this?
Corner. I got this.
Got this? You quickly gonna Google something? He's gonna quickly Google something.
Well,
that's what he's doing. He's Googling.
Can I say I had something bookmarked on my phone? Evidently, doesn't transfer over to the computer very well. But I did have something bookmarked. I had a plan, and it kind of didn't work. And then I got distracted, and I tweeted some things, and now I'm stalling so that way I can find something to talk about.
Well, go for Frank.
Interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
History, we all are fine.
Wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Nobody can stay here.
Welcome to Frank's Corner.
No.
What do you mean no? You are welcome.
We're not welcome to this corner.
Yes, you are. I welcomed everybody. Anyway, where I have found my own Huffington Post of glorious things to read.
There it is.
It's just one, you failed. I'm sorry.
So when I get into a bind such as this, I am prepared. Until, like, I read the headline, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I start going through the list, and I'm like, oh, that was lame. But anyway.
You know what sucks? Last week, you had a perfect opportunity for a list, and I took it from you. We did the list of things that came true from Back to the Future.
Because
it was Back to the Future Day.
You should be pissed at him.
No, we did
it. You
were there. You were there. Did it.
We did? I don't remember.
We did do it. You were there.
You sure? Are you positive?
This weekend killed you.
Where was I? Oh, never mind. I know where I was.
Where was I?
I was getting startled.
I don't know where you were.
Oh, I was startled.
So what you got for us tonight?
I have 10 popular places murderers dump dead bodies in the U.S.
It's perfect for Halloween.
Playgrounds.
If you plan on going out and killing somebody.
I'm not saying that I will, but
I will.
I'm just saying I like this list a lot.
Well, I don't know if you want to necessarily, like, join the bandwagon on these spots, but, I mean, it's up to you, I guess.
I feel like we get DNA mixed, they might go looking for somebody else, this could be something that gets me out of it. I'm just saying, I like this list a lot.
I do too.
I like this list a lot.
Or maybe I know now where to do my necrophilia.
That's disturbing.
That's
you were so professional for the first 40 minutes, and right into the ground.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hindenburg exploding in the sky. There you go.
Complete 180. Just whoop.
So anywho, professional.
Number 10. I don't actually think these are necessarily in any particular order, but I'm going to say number 10. Anyway, is the Green River in Washington State?
Too far. Too
Isn't
far.
Isn't that where that serial killer was burying people?
Probably, if you let me read through this.
Oh, okay. My bad.
It is a 65 mile long river with beautiful scenery surrounding it. The river attracts visitors.
Maybe. Who? You might have.
Me?
Oh, it sounded like someone just dropped the mic and walked away. I thought Gibby left.
Oh.
No, I might have to soon. I might have to go get beer.
Anyway, if you were around during the 1980s and 90s.
I wasn't, sorry.
They make it sound like that was so long ago.
It was.
That was really depressing to read that. Like,
reference an era that we were born in?
Yeah.
Like,
if you were
as
around.
If you were around?
Yeah.
Move on. Don't even go any further. Move on.
Okay.
You hurt my heart when you read things like that.
Just one heart?
No, anyway, during the 1880s, we'll say that.
There we go. We feel better.
You probably remember the traumatic events that eventually led to the capture of the Green River Killer.
That's
it. 2001.
Green Man!
Gary Ridgway is believed to have murdered at least 71 women.
Gary!
That's it? Just 71?
Yeah. He dumped the first five victims into the Green River after strangling them and having sex with their lifeless bodies. Gibby.
Gibby.
I know it.
They killed this guy when they caught him because Gibby might have been reincarnated as him.
Maybe.
The body dumps thrown in there. As recently as May 2015, a few months ago, a woman's body was found stuffed in a suitcase.
Who would waste a suitcase? Sorry.
Great question.
Sorry, my bad.
In July, a second victim was found stuffed in a duffel bag.
So wait, this person that just got caught, like, this year?
Well, no, they didn't find the person that did it. They just found the body in a duffel bag.
Well, fuck.
Yeah, fuck.
So they haven't caught this guy? That's sexist to me. Maybe it's a girl.
Click this link.
Yeah, it might be a girl. You never know.
That's sexist.
See if this link tells me anything.
I've seen some of them girls are cray-cray.
Could be transgender.
Second time since May. Badly decomposed body was discovered Monday in a duffel bag in the city of SeaTac, Washington. Blah, blah, blah. Body was discovered at 8:30. Blah, 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 blah. Worker becomes suspicious. Blah, 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 blah. Medical examiner. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
River. Blah, blah, blah. Woman in her 50s or 60s. Blah, 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 blah. Did not believe they're related, blah, 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 blah. Still trying to identify the woman. So they don't even know who it is, nor do they care who killed her, so.
Well, fuck.
Oh, she was... Wait.
Nope.
Oh, it's unclear if she was killed or died of natural causes. You know, I hope I go as peacefully as this lady, just die naturally in my sleep in a duffel bag.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not murder. She died on her own.
Exactly. You never know nowadays.
Our fault she got into the duffel bag. She just tripped and fell and put itself up. Well, fuck.
She tripped, fell, and landed on my
An autopsy found she was properly nourished, but suffered cirrhosis of the liver.
She was drunk, all right? That doesn't mean anything. You can't hold that against her.
I feel like you're going to have a bad time in court if you ever go.
Why?
Just saying. It's an observation.
Can you be my lawyer if I ever get arrested?
Yeah.
Because I feel like whatever comes out of your mouth, they'll just arrest you and go free.
Yeah.
Never.
You know what? We'll take this guy instead.
Yeah. That guy's going to harm society a lot more than you. We got him.
But I'm gorgeous.
Okay, moving on. Lincoln Park, not to be confused with Lincoln Park. Lincoln Park, baby. Is over a 200 square mile of municipal located in Baltimore, Maryland.
Somebody's mic sucks.
Mine.
Sounds like you're beatboxing.
It does. It's actually kind of cool. I won't lie.
It was made by little Chinese children, or Indonesians, I'm not sure which.
Remix!
Anyway, Baltimore, Maryland?
Doesn't exist, but okay. Keep going.
That's a good place to kill, like dump a body?
This park includes Gwen's Falls and building structures from the 19th century.
In Baltimore. Like,
really?
It's only okay to ditch a white body there, right? Feel like any other color would start some problems.
One of the first documented body dumps was in 1946, when a 13-year-old boy was accidentally shot by a 15-year-old boy.
Baltimore,
sure it was a boy. First off, do you know it was a boy?
Yes.
Could have been transgender.
Then, over 70 bodies
have
been
found. Exactly, could have been.
True, he was dead, so you couldn't ask what he identified as. So
yes. What are you? Yeah.
Talk to me, damn it!
We're going to paint your room yellow.
Exactly. You don't know, dude. You can't. Dude, you don't know.
What you don't know?
It is called the city's largest unregistered graveyard. Bodies are often left lying on the grounds or the roadways or floating in the streams for anyone to find.
Are you fucking kidding?
Many locals are too scared to go hiking in the park.
Are we talking about the same state? Or are we? We're
I've
in Maryland,
been to Baltimore.
Right?
Did
Maryland,
you go to Lincoln
right?
Park?
Oh,
then you missed out.
I thought you were still in Baltimore. So to say, oh, like, right. I want to have a Stand By Me moment. Oh, well, let's go have a Stand By Me moment. Let's go find the body at the railroad track
and poke it.
When the night has come.
No. Okay.
No, yeah, that was beautiful. I was letting you have your moment.
Yeah, exactly. Letting you have your moment, and then we were going to join in later.
I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
Row, row, row.
And the
your
moon.
Boat down the stream.
Merrily, 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 found a dead body green.
Green?
It's green.
Yeah, what's with the green? I don't get that
green.
One.
In Greenville. Brought it back to Seattle.
Baltimore.
We were rowing down that river where he ditched 71 women in duffel bags. Just saying. Listening?
Eight.
You should be happy I'm listening.
Great. I am very happy you're listening.
I'm not.
The Central Pine Barrens covers over...
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, we're in Jersey.
Are we in Jersey?
No.
Or do other places call it Pine Barrens as well?
Yeah. You need to rephrase here, my friend.
Yeah, you say Pine Barrens, we think, oh, my God, Jersey Devil.
Exactly.
You know, I'm actually... Well, Central Pine Barrens, according to this, which they could be wrong, covers over 150 square miles of protected land in New York State.
Well, New York sucks!
Yeah, they do suck. They don't even count. They're not even humans.
Alexa, doesn't New York suck?
Yes. Alexa said yes.
Mm-hmm. She didn't understand it.
Is there a Manorville, New Jersey?
Yes.
A what? Whatville, Jersey?
Probably not. Probably
Manor.
Yes.
It's maybe. Either that or New York. But anyway, it was once a forest that covered over 400 square miles. And then they just... Oh, in spite of the great beauty, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Since the year 2000, many bodies have been found in the Pine Barrens town of Manorville. From
Manorville!
2003,
sorry.
The bodies of two identified men and the beheaded, dismembered bodies of two women were discovered.
Is this Sleepy Hollow? This is Sleepy Hollow.
Sorry. I would agree.
The rest of the women's remains were found along with eight more bodies.
Oh boy.
Seven of whom were prostitutes.
I just want to throw this
just
out
seven?
There.
How do they know
this
out though?
You're saying this story.
Yeah.
And Trish isn't here tonight. I'm just saying. The two might not be related. But they might be. She's not here tonight.
They might be. That's right.
Headless
That's
prostitutes.
Right.
Just saying.
It
we
is
can
a
only
possibility.
Hope.
It is a possibility. I will admit that one.
Believed to be the work of a serial killer, the questions remain as to whether one or more persons may be doing this and who they are. In 2007, the case was featured on America's Most Wanted, and the murderer was dubbed the Butcher of Manorville.
Yeah.
They really need
Played
to get more creative.
Played by Christopher Walken.
They need to get more creative with these names.
Like Christopher Walken.
I don't
I'm
know. The arch nemesis. The arch nemesis of Manorville, or the Pelican. Just call him the Pelican. Why? I don't know. He's the Pelican.
Mine?
See?
Mine.
Blah, blah, blah. Don't let your children play in the woods. Even though he kills hookers, don't let your kids play in the woods.
I would agree on that one. Completely agree on the hooker thing.
Number 7.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Pony Creek Park.
Where's that at?
Owned by the City of Philadelphia,
Tacony
Creek Park consists of a half a square mile of land, a storm sewer outlet, and old mills that could harness power from the creek. The area is a place of wonder for local historians and also a pretty common place to get rid of a body.
Body! Your body, son.
Body!
Body.
In October 2010... a group of children found the body of an 18-year-old man. He had been shot in the back of the head.
Just once or twice?
17 times. In May 2012, a 22-year-old woman went missing and was later found shot to death inside the park. Also 22 times. Or whatever number I said before.
In the face!
Later that year, a body was found burning with a pile of garbage in the park. They didn't say the ethnicity, but if I had to guess... which locals know to stay out of the park area, never to venture, blah, 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 blah. So, If you want to get raped, murdered, or stabbed, go
Village.
To Taconic Creek Park.
Sounds like a good place to go. Can I
or
go?
Pillaged.
Moving over. Oh, we did the Bears play last week?
Duh,
Bears.
Yeah,
they had a bye.
Okay, I was going to say, moving over to Chicago, Humboldt Park is a 1 square kilometer, or 0.4 square mile park, in Chicago, Illinois. It includes a fitness center, gymnasiums, plural gymnasium, really, soccer and baseball fields, and educational programs for children. Although this beautiful park sounds like the perfect wonderland for fitness and adventure.
Adventure!
Are common in the area. So are dead bodies, if you didn't get that from, you know, robberies and shootings. In October 2013, a man was charged with killing his pregnant ex-girlfriend, and after putting her body in a plastic container, dumping her remains in the park. Yay. In September 2015, a child's hands and feet were discovered in the park's lagoon. By nightfall, a child's head, don't know if it was related to the hands and feet, was also discovered by nightfall. Yeah, I said that.
Did you fuck up again?
The punctuation in all of this doesn't make sense. They just kind of throw commas everywhere, which is how I write, so I should know how to read it. Yeah. Moving on to number 5. The East River. Ooh, yeah. New York City's East River. And it's often used by those who have given up on life. There you go, Gib.
Oh, I've given
jump,
up on life.
Jump,
don't
bitch,
worry.
Jump. Jump around. Jump around. No.
I don't know what's going on, but I can't stop moving my body.
There we go. That's what she said.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, according to a New York magazine, bodies dumped in the river during the winter months resurfaced just in time for April showers. So it's a little Christmas present.
Yay! And it brought May flowers.
it'd be good fertilizer. Referred to as the spring harvest, police found most of the bloated bodies near Bay Bridge and South Street Seaport. Try to say that.
Down by the bay, where the watermelon grows, back to my home, I dare not go. You're welcome.
English. One of the more notorious body dumps in the East River includes an incident in November 2000. A Manhattan teen and her boyfriend killed her parents in their apartment and dumped the bodies in the East River a few days later.
Killed them dead.
Her father was wheeled to the river in a luggage cart, and her mother was inside a shopping cart. Why we needed those details, I don't know.
Down by the bay. Where the shopping carts grow, you'll find your mom in Escargo.
Serial killer Joel David Rifkin. He was known to dump some body parts in the East River from 1989 to 1993. It is believed that Rifkin murdered and dismembered between 9 and 17 bodies. His first victim
down by
was
the bay.
She was dismembered, and her arms and torso were thrown into the East River. What happened to the rest of it? Don't know. Second victim was also dismembered, with her head and torso tossed into the river. What happened to the rest of it? Don't know. Some of his victims' remains had not been found, because what happened to the rest of it? Don't know. Because he scattered their parts? Yeah, right. He probably ate them because he was hungry.
Down by the bay. Sorry.
No,
I don't think you're sorry at all.
I'm not at all. I love saying
no.
It.
You should be.
Just
I love
it out there.
Staying down by the bay, where the watermelon grows. Back to my home.
Why watermelon? I'm just asking.
I don't know. That's the way this fucking song goes. Don't question the fucking song. The song's fucking glorious. We just went R-rated.
We did?
Dropping the
F-bomb
every other second.
Was that the first time we swore?
I think tonight is the first time we dropped an F-bomb. I apologize.
What the fuck?
Oh, now we X.
No, actually, if we only said it once, you can get away with it once in PG-13.
I said it 3 times, and then you said it once, so we're at 4.
So I kind of,
blew it. The fuckometer is at 5.
Fucking number 4. The fucking Everglades National fucking park in fucking Florida is compromised with about six... About
down by the bay, square miles.
The tropical and fucking subtropical environments found there make it a fucking haven for wildlife and fucking vacationers.
I gotta find you this song on YouTube. You're gonna love it.
Isolation.
Really?
I don't
think I am.
Truck those who are looking to get rid of a fucking body.
It's a nursery rhyme.
It might be. I wouldn't put it past them.
I mean, I could probably actually just say fuck after every word. It would still make sense, but I'd like to space it a little bit. The park provides killers with plenty of fucking areas to hide fucking dead bodies, with slim chance the bodies ever be discovered, because crocodiles, nom nom nom.
Where the watermelon grow.
One of the creepiest stories involves the serial killer Victor... Oh, no, never mind. Otis Elwood Toole. It's because I said nom nom nom. A.K.A. the Jacksonville Cannibal. Inside jokes are fun for me. And Henry Lee Lucas. You guys keeping with me?
No, not really. I'm sorry. Okay. Did you speak?
Toole was sentenced to life in prison for cannibalism, rape, and arson. Lucas was believed to be one of the most prolific murderers. Good job, Lucas, my boy. In the U.S., claiming that he participated in about 3,000 murders.
Only 3,000, hmm. Seems
no,
like an
but,
amateur.
However, it's widely believed that he committed from, check this range out, okay, it's believed he committed from 11 to 600 murders. That is one hell of a fucking range of, well, he may have done like 11, or maybe as much as like 600, I don't know.
He might have, you never know.
Dace, you stop listening. Dace?
Dace?
I'm sorry. Down by the Bay was playing, and I was listening. Have you ever seen a duck driving a truck down by the bay? Down by the bay. Sorry.
What the hell is going on, guys?
It's such a great song.
I don't know. I'm trying to enlighten the group with some knowledge and fun stories, and he's just... Yeah. He's doing
that. That's what just happened.
Is this what this link is, too? Ooh,
better.
Gorgeous Bitch 28 wants to add me on a... Oh, wait, did I already talk to her?
Down by the bay. Where the watermelons grow.
Hey, guys.
Back to my home.
The sex bot is
I dare not go.
Hey.
If I do, my mother would say.
What the hell? What did we fall into, guys? What have we fallen to?
The sex bot started talking to me again. He's going to be really pissed when he finds out that I just did that. Anyway.
He's going to be even madder when he saw that I kicked him out of the chat. I just bumped Frank.
Dun, dun,
he put me on
dun,
mute.
Dun,
you don't
dun,
do that.
Dun, dun.
You don't
yeah,
put
exactly.
me on mute.
You don't do
you
that.
You don't put
don't do
the Daceman on mute on the Daceman show. It's just madness and the pudding and the jelly pops.
Exactly.
Trying to have some fun singing some nursery rhymes to you peeps, and he just goes and mutes me
to
talk about
some
bot that he's
there.
Talking to. He's talking to a bot! Down by the bay. Actually, I got nothing
else.
Watch
out for those things, you know? Gotta watch out for those things. They just lure you in. Take your credit card and run.
The bay.
Bots.
The bay. You sure it's not the bay?
The bay just takes your wallet and gives you a nice blowy.
I don't think he's coming back.
Woohoo!
Time for celebrity news.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
What the hell?
But will you get? I'm going in.
We got yay, motherfucker.
Fight my shiny metal axe.
Yes, bitch!
So, that was rude. Number three is
bad.
Mojave Desert. Number two is Pocono Mountains.
Segment?
And number one is Louisiana Swamps.
Hold on, hold on.
Nope,
number two is Poconos?
Yep.
We're going there!
Yeah, well...
Murder!
You would have known more, but you decided to kick me off. So,
murder.
I closed it. I closed it.
All I know is murder.
Murder!
In the Poconos. Is coming.
Murder train.
Just saying.
Murder.
Dan Ralph.
Hey, you know what's really weird?
Dan.
Rom.
That. And my good friend that we haven't done for a while.
John no way! John Cena sucks!
Sorry.
Really, the point was, I just realized we had not used a single clip this show. Except for, you know, our intros, but...
We were actually doing pretty good not using the soundboard tonight, and then Frank had to go and ruin it.
Yay!
Well, it's celeb news, for those of you that care. Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield have called it quits after 4 years together. No more Amazing Spider-Man means no more Amazing Andrew. Emma dumped his ass.
Is she still single? Can I get some?
She is now, but, I think she looks like a frog.
Oh.
But that's your call. You know, do what you gotta do. All you. Any of you guys read Empire Magazine?
Which Emma was it again?
Stone.
Emma Stone. But Emma Roberts is hotter.
Amazing.
Yeah,
isn't
Emma...
that... I don't... There's too many. I'm thinking Emma Watson.
She's hot, too.
So does anybody read Empire Magazine?
Yep. No.
Margaret Robbie will be on the cover dressed as Harley Quinn, if you're interested in picking it up.
Emma Stone doesn't have a fucking thing? Who's going to be dressed on there? I'm sorry.
Margaret Robbie will be Harley Quinn on the cover of the magazine from the Suicide Squad. They've already released covers with the Joker and Killer Frost. So whatever Empire Magazine is, it's going to have the Suicide Squad on the cover. Go get it.
There's a certain couple coming to a Halloween party dressed as the Joker and Harley Quinn, too.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh.
It's not me.
No.
For those of you that are interested, and something that will totally infuriate everybody on this show because he got famous doing nothing, Sony has sent the YouTuber PewDiePie a PlayStation-themed cake with a custom controller inside. That little shit from Sweden.
Let's kill him.
Yep.
I know a perfect place to hide a body.
Exactly.
Custom controller before I got my PlayStation back! John Cena! I hate that guy.
He loves us.
I'm just saying, I hate that guy.
He gives us all our emails.
You want me to tweet him, tell him I hate him?
Yes. Yes, please do. Because
okay.
I do. Sam Sarpong, co-host of MTV's Yo Mama, died at age 40 after jumping off a bridge in Pasadena, California. Spokesman for the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner said he was known for modeling for Tommy Hilfiger.
Tommy Hilfiger. So he modeled underwear.
He did. And he was also on MTV. So I guess that's their requirement to get on MTV. Model underwear.
Exactly.
Nintendo is set to unveil its first smartphone video game tomorrow. The identity of the featured franchise has been kept secret. The company partnered with Dina Company, a mobile game operator, in March, and plans release
Mario.
First game by the end of the year.
Mario.
That's what they're talking about. Could be Mario.
Probably
Mario. J.J. Abrams.
Has to be.
J.J. Abrams. The man who directed Star Wars, The Force Awakening, has said that there will be no more Star Wars trailers between now and the movie's release in December. Also, the director went to hint that there is a reason. Luke Skywalker has been excluded from the trailers and the poster. He says he can't wait for people to find out what that reason is. Star Wars Episode 7 releases December 17th, midnight at, 7 p.m. at IMAX in Atlantic City. Tickets are sold out. I don't know why I told you that. Also, for those of you following politics, you're probably not listening to the show right now because the GOP debate, round 3, is going on right now.
Ow.
You sure about that?
It is.
What just happened?
Okay. Just wanted to make sure, you know.
And lastly, Jared Fogle, former Subway spokesman, allegedly discusses child sex on audio tapes. In the latest report from that scandal.
Uh-oh. It's all legal.
There you have it. And that, one more little piece. Palm
Clem Teeth, some Asian actress, has reportedly been casted in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, God.
So.
Bitch.
As what?
I have no idea. Considering it's a space thing, it'd be a... No, the mother died of cancer in the... Did you watch the movie?
The
whore. Like, the first 5 minutes, the mother is dead.
I don't know. A question.
Boy is kidnapped by Yondu.
He's a whore.
A little bit. Well, that's all we have for you tonight on the Dace Man Show. I hope you enjoyed all our guests. Gibby, what do you got going on? Nothing. Go ahead.
Please email me at thedacemanshow@gmail.com. Please email me at thedacemanshow@gmail.com.
Fun. Franklin!
Yo!
You're neck of the woods.
Don't do it, Frank. 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 Go.
You can check out the website.
Did you do stuff to it?
What?
Never mind.
Hold on, let me check.
TheDaysManShow.com.
Nope, there's my tweets, though.
Yeah, who the heck did you retweet?
I don't know, some dude that favorited a tweet that I tweeted.
A Noma? So,
favorited a tweet that I tweeted? What the hell kind of... What?
What? I tweeted...
Can we do English? Thank you.
I am. I'm speaking tweeters, which all the hip kids are doing nowadays. Trending was a bad, fucking, what was it, bad excuses for missing court or something. Hold on. I got to get to the page and find it. And then there's this. Okay. I had to catch up on the Dace Man Show. Hashtag bad excuses for missing court. Hashtag JK. Hashtag great excuse for missing court. And he favorited it. So.
Yes.
For the few.
I'm just saying.
No,
on Wednesdays,
I got plugs.
I tweet stuff.
So
I got
the
proud.
I do stuff.
For me.
For
on
the
Twitter. At the Dace Man Show.
I'll see you guys next
do
time.
Do stuff. I do stuff.
You do stuff.
I do stuff.
He said do do.
But just, I do stuff on Wednesday, so follow me on Twitter.
You just. Oh, I thought he kicked you out of the studio. But then I remember Gibby's too retarded to get into the studio.
Hey.
So when you're following Frank on at the Dace Man Show on the tweets, follow me at the Dace Man. I'm not a show. I'm a person. You can follow me on there. I like to tweet when I'm on the shitter. Check out everything going on at FanboysNonce.com, which is probably limited since New York Comic Con's already passed. But, you know, someone might get... daring and start doing things there. Check out the Dace Man Show YouTube, where all our archive sessions are. Other content has been uploaded, surprisingly, in the past couple of weeks. A couple channel surfings on there. Check out alltimewrestling.net, where you can find their on-demand service, and you can find historic matches featuring yours truly, the Dace Man, because he hasn't made any new ones yet.
Because he's a loser.
And
he's just old and injured. So, Gibby!
And look forward to some new and improved duels that we'll be doing-ish eventually, which we should have already done, but we didn't yet.
Yeah. We got to talk about that.
We're dueling? What are we dueling?
Yeah.
We got because before we plug it, I got to show you something.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to show me your thing below?
Maybe.
The Big Mahama?
Don't you want to take us out? You've been eager to take us out all fucking night. And
for the
when
few.
I need you,
Bye.
And bye. The
adios.
There's a whole fucking thing.
So
for the few.
The proud.
And the daystacular.
Sure about that?
I'm definitely sure about that.
All right.
Deuces, bitches!